Welcome back to the America Pray Now podcast, the podcast for people of prayer. Today, we will hear from America Pray Now director, Hannah Alway.
In this podcast, we want to consider what the book of Ezekiel means when it speaks of those who sigh and cry over the abominations in the house of God, and how we are called to stand in the gap for the church and for our nation in this critical hour. I want to read Ezekiel chapter 9, verse 4. The Lord said to his messenger, "Set a mark upon the foreheads of the men that sigh and cry for all the abominations." In this portion of scripture, those who were sighing and crying over the abominations were spared when God's judgment fell upon his people. And since the message of Ezekiel speaks to us today, It is critical that we understand what it means to sigh and cry. Why is it critical? It's critical in order for us to be found among those who are spared in these last days when judgment begins in the house of God, as Scripture tells us. What does it mean to sigh and cry for the abominations found in the house of God? The word sigh gives the idea of groaning, of breathing out sorrow or inward anguish. It is the kind of sigh that comes when someone's heart is burdened or broken. It reflects deep inner grief, not casual concern. And to cry out loudly is to call out in distress or to lament publicly or privately. This word is often used in Scripture for earnest pleading or lamentation before God. To sigh and cry describes those who are inwardly grieved and who are outwardly crying out to God. In the book of Ezekiel, we see that those who were crying and sighing before God were grieving over all the abominations that were being committed. Ezekiel chapters 8 through 11 talks about the terrible corruption and sin that had entered into the temple, into the house of God. The people marked by God were the ones who did not accept or excuse the sin. They were deeply troubled by it, and they were bringing their grief before God in prayer. We read what happened to those who did not have the mark on their foreheads. We read that in Ezekiel chapter 9, verses 5 and 6. The Lord said to the messenger, "Go through the city and smite. Let not your eye spare, neither have ye pity. Slay utterly old and young, both maids and little children and women, but come not near any man upon whom is the mark, and begin at my sanctuary." In this passage in Ezekiel, God is not speaking about the world. He is speaking about his own people. And when Ezekiel saw the judgment that was about to fall on Jerusalem, he cried out to the Lord and he said, "Oh Lord God, will you destroy all the remnant of Israel?" And the Lord responded and he said that the iniquity of the house of Israel was exceedingly great, and that the land was full of blood and the city full of perverseness. It is a sobering reality that judgment begins with the people of God. But in the midst of judgment, we also see God's mercy. Because before the judgment fell, the Lord gave a command that those who were sighing and crying over the abominations should receive a mark so that they could be spared. What mercy! So the dividing line, if you will, was not simply that they were part of Israel, but whether their hearts were grieved over sin. And this is what makes this message so important for us today. Because if God was looking for those who were sighing and crying then, he is still looking for those who are sighing and crying now. 1 Peter chapter 4:17 clearly states that judgment must begin at the house of God. God does not change. He could not tolerate sin in Ezekiel's day, and he still does not tolerate sin. There is a great need for each one of us to search our own heart, to see if we have idols within us and whether we are walking in a way that pleases God. And we should be grieved over the abominations in God's house today. The prophet Joel calls the priests and the ministers of the Lord to weep between the porch and the altar and to cry out, "Spare thy people, O Lord." Throughout Scripture, spiritual renewal began when God's people stopped ignoring sin and began mourning over it before Him and crying out to God for His people. In the early 1900s, the church in Korea was growing, but there were serious spiritual issues beneath the surface. There was a lot of hidden sin, there was compromise, and there was a lack of repentance. Spiritually speaking, there was a breach in the wall, as we shared about in the last podcast. Missionaries and Korean pastors began to feel that God was calling them to seek Him, that God was calling them to deeper repentance. So they began to pray and seek God. They began to stand in the gap, weeping between the porch and the altar, as Joel talks about. And in 1907, during one of the meetings, one of the leaders stood up and publicly confessed his own sin. He spoke openly about things that he had hidden. That moment, something happened. Something broke open suddenly. The entire meeting was overcome with conviction, and people began weeping uncontrollably. Others stood up and confessed their own sins publicly, and the room filled with cries for mercy. Eyewitnesses said it sounded like a storm of prayer and weeping. This was not emotionalism. It was deep conviction and brokenness before a holy God. That's what we need to happen today. Leaders of the church during that time in Korea were fulfilling what Joel said. They were weeping between the porch and the altar. They were broken over sin and they were crying out for mercy and interceding before God. After that night, revival spread rapidly across Korea. Churches were transformed, prayer meetings multiplied, and many lives were radically changed. One of the most lasting marks of this revival is still evident today. Korean Christianity is known for early morning prayer and deep intercession, a legacy of that revival. Believers in Korea saw the breach in the wall, the hidden sin within the church, and they were deeply grieved and broken, and they began to weep before God, as Joel calls us to do. They stood in the gap, and they interceded until God moved and until that breach in the wall was repaired. Throughout history, when God's people have truly wept over sin and cried out to Him, He has responded every time. The Lord says in Malachi chapter 3, verse 7, "Return to Me, and I will return to you." That is a promise. The question for everyone who listens to this podcast is, will you be one who sighs and cries? Will you be one who stands in the gap? Will you prevail in prayer until God moves? The prophet Joel said, "Let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep between the porch and the altar, and let them say, Spare thy people, O Lord, and give not thine heritage to reproach." I would like to close in prayer. Lord, You are calling us. I believe with all my heart that You're seeking intercessors. You're seeking those who will stand in the gap and cry out to You for mercy. You're calling us to grieve over sin. You're calling us to grieve over the sins of Your people. You're calling us to sigh and cry over the abominations within Your house. I pray that You would break our hearts and burden us with the burden of your heart, so that we can be found standing in the gap for the church in America and standing in the gap for our nation. Lord, I pray that you would do what only you can do. I pray that you would move upon our hearts and that we would be found on our knees, interceding, Lord, day and night until we see something change, until we see repentance flow like a river. Lord, this nation has experienced great awakenings that have transformed many, many lives. I pray that you would send America a third great awakening. I pray, Lord, that we would see a mighty outpouring of your Holy Spirit that's irresistible, where men are repenting for their sins, where people within the church are repenting for their sins that are hidden, but they are not hidden from you, so that your house can become a sanctuary that is filled with your presence, with your holiness again. Lord, I pray that you would do it. I pray that you would do all these things, not unto us, O Lord, as the psalmist prayed, but for your name's sake. I ask that you would glorify your name by showing your glory. Please visit us, O God. Give us grace to stand in the gap and sigh and cry until we see you move mightily in our land and in the church, I pray. I ask all of this in your name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the America Pray Now podcast. If you have enjoyed these podcasts, we also publish a magazine on prayer, which is free of charge and can be delivered directly to your home. You can sign up to receive this magazine by visiting our website at americapraynow.com. We also meet in 17 different cities every month to pray in person. Most of our prayer meetings are in Virginia, and we also meet in West Virginia, Maryland, Delaware, North Carolina, and South Carolina. Please see our website for dates and times. And until next time, may God bless you.